Chapter 20.4, Section Summary.
After Reconstruction, few African Americans could buy their own farms. Most worked for wages or participated in sharecropping. Under this system, landowners provided land and tools, while sharecroppers provided the labor. Sharecroppers then had to give most of their crop to the landowner. Sharecroppers often got into debt after buying items on credit or when they had a bad crop. Although cotton seemed to be a safe crop to grow, in some years farmers produced too much cotton, so prices dropped. Many landowners also cheated the sharecroppers, who fell deeper and deeper into debt. Some leaders wanted to create a new South with an industrial as well as an agricultural base. The most successful new industry in the South was textile manufacturing. Textile mills were built to process the huge cotton crops. People were attracted to mill work because it offered an alternative to farming. However, wages were low and mill conditions were unhealthy. As new industries developed in the South, workers built new railroads, allowing companies to ship goods faster. New telegraph lines helped people to communicate better. Some Southerners wrote novels and stories that reflected the South's unique cultural traditions. Writers used their work to preserve folk tales or to protest racial prejudice in the South. Writers such as Mark Twain and Joel Chandler Harris were very popular. Southern music also grew in popularity after the Civil War. The spiritual, a type of song combining Christian hymns and African music, became an important part of Southern music. From 1871 to 1872, a group of African American singers from Fisk University traveled around the United States and Europe. These singers performed spirituals, helping to make Southern music popular around the world.